The space show followed the It's Still a Test launch from New Zealand on Saturday 2018, January the 20th. We recorded this from the feed from Rocket Lab.
Good afternoon from Rocket Lab Mission Control in Auckland, New Zealand, and welcome to the webcast of our second test flight, which we are calling Still Testing. My name is Daniel Gillies, and I'm the Rocket Lab Mission Management and Integration Director, and I'll be leading you through today's launch. Today is our second live broadcast of the launch, following a full countdown during our last attempt in December, which concluded at L-2 seconds with an auto-sequence abort following ignition of our Rutherford first-stage engines, during which time the vehicle remained safely on the pad. Our launch day is occurring from Launch Complex 1, Rocket Lab's fully commercial FAA-licensed launch site in the Mahia Peninsula of New Zealand. Unlike other commercial operators who've built upon existing government ranges, Rocket Lab designed and built the site entirely from scratch, giving Electron a dedicated range for launches to inclinations from 39 degrees up to SSO, or Sun Synchronous Orbit. Being able to achieve such a wide range of orbital targets is an advantage to Mahia's unique location in New Zealand, and something that makes LC-1 stand out from nearly every other launch facility in the world. LC-1 includes facilities for processing both the launch vehicle and spacecraft on site, and was designed to support multiple launch campaigns in parallel. In addition to those in Mahia, Rocket Lab operates facilities both in Auckland and in the United States. Rocket Lab is headquartered in Huntington Beach, California, where engines and avionics of the vehicle are manufactured before being delivered to Auckland for final integration and testing. In Auckland, Rocket Lab operates the factory for final assembly, mission control, and test cells for testing of the Rutherford engines. As the name implies, during today's launch, we are still testing. And we are getting word that we are about to go for our final poll, so we'll cut over to Mission Corps.
Confirmed.
RCO flight, Mission Corps.
Go ahead, flight.
Yeah, roger. Do your abort switch cover open and confirm you have it open.
Cover's up. Opening top clamp.
We're now approximately 12 minutes and 55 seconds from launch. The team has given the go to proceed with the countdown. In a few minutes, we'll be seeing the strong back open and then retract, which will prepare the vehicle for launch. As mentioned before, during today's launch, we are still testing.
On my mark will be a T-minus 12 minutes in counting.
Retracting strong back.
Mark, T-minus 12 minutes in counting, T0 at 03:10 UTC, 1610 local. We're starting terminal count at this time. The three-word procedure is in effect. Again, the three-word procedure is in effect at this time.
And we understand that the three words are hold, hold, hold. Now, in the United States, one often hears go, no go. Well, of course, a no and a go sound very similar. So a no-go could be confused with go. As a result, we understand that Rocket Lab uses the hold, 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 which cannot be confused with a go.
We're now 11 minutes and 30 seconds until launch. The strong back is now retracting. We'll tell you a little bit about the launch today. While today is still part of the Electron test program, our launch carries aboard spacecraft from two of Rocket Lab's important customers, Planet and Spire Global, whose missions closely match that of Rocket Lab. The Planet spacecraft, known as the Pioneer Dove, will perform Earth imaging, while two Spire Global Lemur spacecraft will perform weather observations and ship tracking. Together, Rocket Lab, Planet, and Spire all contribute to our common goal of improving life here on Earth. Today's flight will take us on a trajectory to an 83-degree inclination orbit with an orbit insertion altitude of 300 kilometers by 500 kilometers. During the first few minutes of flight, a total of 9 Rutherfords will power the first stage of the vehicle, carrying it through the most structurally intense period of flight, the period of maximum dynamic pressure, also known as Max-Q, at approximately 76 seconds. The first stage works to carry electrons through the lower levels of Earth's atmosphere, gaining both altitude and velocity. In order to achieve orbit, electron must reach a speed of roughly 7.8 kilometers per second. To do this, electron will begin to transition from flying straight upwards to a more horizontal attitude that allows it to gain that significant speed required to stay in orbit. When stage one has expended its propellants, the second stage of the vehicle will separate, and a vacuum-optimized Rutherford engine will accelerate the vehicle to orbital velocity, propelling Electron the rest of the way into orbit. Once there, Electron will deploy our customer payloads from Planet and Spire, utilizing our Maxwell line of CubeSat deployers. Maxwell represents one of the lightest CubeSat deployers available for launch, which is critical for optimizing performance on Electron-class launch vehicles.
Igniter pressures are good.
Confirm Curie catalyst preheat is disabled.
Preheat is currently off.
Stage 1, confirm all Stage 1 engines are ready.
Confirm Stage 1 engines ready.
And confirm with wrench, igniter pressures are good.
Confirmed, go.
Hold on, mechanisms armed.
While we've talked about what we're going to do during the launch, there's been a concentrated effort of work to get to this point. Teams from both the United States and New Zealand have spent countless hours preparing for today's launch across areas of design, manufacturing, assembly, testing, and mission analysis. Once the vehicle arrives at the launch range, it takes approximately 4 weeks to prepare the vehicle, install payloads, and perform final tests prior to launch. These processing times will decrease as our launch rate accelerates. In the final days before launch, Electron takes part in what we call a wet dress rehearsal, where the vehicle is fueled but not fired, giving our operators a final high-fidelity practice run at what launch day will be like. In the final 24 hours prior to launch, the vehicle is rolled out to the pad, taken vertical, and fueled with the kerosene and liquid oxygen propellants that will feed the engines as they carry Electron up into orbit. While today is Electron's second launch, Rocket Lab expects to quickly ramp up into a regular launch cadence, with vehicles already in production to support a full launch manifest. With today's launch being the first of many in 2018, we'll continue to need more talent to support our mission of opening access to space, so we can better understand our planet and improve life on it. While others may dream of leaving Earth and heading off to another planet, Rocket Lab strongly believes on focusing on our planet in ways that can benefit not only New Zealand and the United States, but the rest of the world. By joining the team at Rocket Lab, you can directly help us make significant steps towards that goal. We currently have openings in both the United States, in Huntington Beach, California, as well as in New Zealand, both in Auckland and at our LC-1 facility in Mahia. You can find the openings on our website at rocketlabusa.com under the career section. We're approximately 6 minutes from launch, and in about 4 minutes we'll be entering our auto sequence. If you're watching our last attempt, you'll have witnessed when the Electron performed an abort during the final seconds of the launch auto sequence countdown. Before we get back in the auto sequence today, let's talk about the sequence of events that occurred on the last attempt. At T-minus 2 minutes, we'll enter the auto sequence, which, as the name sounds, is an automatic set of activities that the rocket will perform in its final preparations for launch. For example, when the engines ignite at T-minus 3 seconds, there's no one in the control room hitting a big red button to make Electron launch. Instead, the Electron's flight computer, essentially the brain of the rocket, is performing those steps automatically. As Electron is doing this, it's also checking a long list of parameters, which make up our LCCs, or launch commit criteria. If any of these parameters are observed to be out of the allowable range, Electron will automatically hold the count and pause operations. In the situations where the engines have ignited, Electron will shut down the engines and remain on the pad via a set of hold-down mechanisms, which must be released for the vehicle to begin its ascent. Now, when we say the word abort, this is just that automatic hold that we're referring to when the vehicle detects a parameter violation. Once we've entered an abort, the vehicle operators in mission control then work through a set of procedures to place the vehicle back in a state where they can review what caused the abort and be ready to support another launch attempt if time is available. Not all abort situations will allow for a second attempt, although in certain scenarios we can recycle the count and attempt to launch again. On our previous attempt, Electron detected an unacceptable condition for flight on one of the 9 Rutherford engines on the first stage. With the time remaining in that window and the steps required to be able to attempt another launch, the team quickly decided to stand down, dig into the data, and use the time to prepare for the next launch attempt. While the vehicle was deemed ready for flight, with the end of the launch window quickly approaching, a decision was made to stand down for the holiday break and give our operators and Electron a well-deserved rest to be prepared for another launch attempt this year. Once our team returned from break, we stepped back into preparing the vehicle for launch, culminating in today's first attempt in 2018. We're now in the final minutes before launch, so at this point, we'll pause our commentary and listen into the team in mission control as we approach T-Zero. Go Electron.
3 minutes of counting. Here we have 41 seconds.
We're green. We're proceeding.
VMS, this is flight.
Go ahead.
We are go for auto sequence start at T-minus 2 minutes.
Copy that. Auto sequence is locked. Entering auto sequence.
Avionics, confirm all AV batteries switched to internal power.
All batteries on internal power.
RCO, confirm ground power disabled on all 3 stages, stage 1, 2, and 3.
I can confirm stage 1 and 2, 3 are down.
To all operators, vehicle is on internal power.
Locks pressing.
PLS, please disable anti-geysering and confirm.
Anti-geysering disabled.
Stage 1, stage 2, confirm your stages are pressed. Locks is pressed.
Confirm stage 1 locks is pressed.
Stage 2 locks pressed.
Pressing Kero. Enabling fast purge.
Copy, hold, hold, hold.
Okay, moving to auto sequence above. Stage 1, Stage 2, please confirm your umbilical are still engaged.
Stage 2, confirm.
Umbilical still in.
Stage 1, confirm all Stage 1 engines are on e-stop.
Confirmed.
Reset all Stage 1 engines and confirm.
A quick update here from Mission Control Auckland. Right now, the Electron has entered a hold while our operators work on establishing a new T-Zero time. We'll continue the broadcast while we wait for an update from the team. In the event of an extended hold, we'll provide an update via our social media feeds.
And confirm stage 2 that all bleeds are closed.
All bleeds are closed.
PLS, please enable anti-geysering. RCO, please enable ground power on all 3 stages.
Ground power is up for stages 1, 2, and 3.
Avionics, ground power is up for stage 1, 2, and 3. Please disable ground. Please go back to external power.
Copy. Vehicle is returned to shore power.
Stage 1, Stage 2, please vent your Kero tanks.
Venting Stage 1, Kero.
RCO, Alcyon Mission Co. FTS, please disable FTS self, feel safe and confirm.
Stand by.
Stage 1, Stage 2, you can also vent your LOX tank and enable Kero pressure maintain.
Copy.
Copy, LC.
Stage 2, Kero tank, or LOX tank is vented.
Venting Stage 1.
Stage 2, enable your Kero pressure maintain.
Copy, Kero pressure maintain is enabled.
Enabled on stage 1 as well.
Okay, and stage 1, stage 2, please retop up your LOX tanks.
Copy.
Okay, and confirm FTS is in battery, please re-enable TBC batteries charging.
Confirmed.
Health, Elson mission code, please re-enable HVAC on the entire vehicle. RCO, Elson mission code.
This is RCO, go ahead.
Please confirm you will re-engage the strong back in the top clamp.
Yeah, we'll proceed with that at this stage. I was trying to get an estimation for clearance with this rogue vessel. Still trying to make contact. Stand by. We will proceed with strong back retract and securing the vehicle on the pad.
This is Mission Control Auckland. As you heard on the webcast, a rogue ship entered our launch range area, resulting us in having to go into a manually induced hold for the launch. This is, of course, for safety reasons, as we can't have boats downrange of the vehicle per our FAA rules. As such, we are going to be recycling the vehicle and getting ready for another attempt today. The exact T-Zero time is still being evaluated, so stand by on the webcast. We will continue to broadcast, and we will update you shortly.
LCRF.
Decrease S-band power to ground level and confirm.
Copy, and where?
To all operators MCC, at this stage, we are going to recycle to T-minus 20 minutes and try to have another attempt today.
In LC, in RCO, you need to close your covers, your launch switch covers, and confirm.
Confirmed.
Covers down.
LCRF on mission cord, S-band is at ground level.
And VMS, this is flight mission cord.
Go ahead, flight.
Yeah, just a clock to T-minus 20 minutes and holding until we get this sorted.
Copy, will do.
In all stations, we have recycled the clock to T-minus 20 minutes and holding until we resolve the boat issue with the hazard area.
LC, GNC, mission code.
LC flight vehicles secured on the pad, strong back re-engaged and top climb closed.
We've now reset the clock to T-minus 20 minutes. And if you missed out on the hold explanation, we have a rogue vessel downrange, and we are currently in the process of clearing it from the range so we can attempt to launch again today. We still have quite a bit of time in our launch window, so we will continue to stand by, and hopefully very shortly, the count will resume. At this point, Electron is in a safe state. The strong back has been retracted, and the clamps at the top of the vehicle have been closed, so we are ready to launch again as soon as the vehicle is clear. While we wait for the resumption of the count and the clearance of the rogue vessel, I'll tell you a little bit more about the launch vehicle itself. You may have been hearing us use the word Rutherford to describe our first stage engines, also our second stage engine, which is vacuum optimized. The Electron Rutherford engines are named after the notable New Zealand-born physicist Ernest Rutherford, who split the atom in 1917 and challenged scientific thinking of the day. Our flagship engine, the 4,600-pound force, 21 kilonewton Rutherford, in his electric pumped LOX kerosene engine specifically designed for the Electron launch vehicle. Rutherford adopts an entirely new electric propulsion cycle, making use of brushless DC electric motors and high-performance lithium polymer batteries to drive its pumps. There's no other operational launch vehicle today that uses this cycle, so it is quite unique to the Electron launch vehicle. Rutherford is also the first liquid oxygen hydrocarbon engine to use additive manufacturing for all primary components, including our regeneratively cooled thrust chamber, injector pumps, and main propellant valves. These components are printed at our facility in Huntington Beach, California, where the engines are assembled before they're shipped to New Zealand for integration to the overall launch vehicle just prior to launch. Stage 2 features a larger expansion ratio for improved performance in near vacuum conditions. Beyond these factors, the Stage 1 and Stage 2 engines are quite similar and follow a common design principle. All aspects of the engine, both for the first stage and second stage, are designed, developed, and manufactured at Rocket Lab. This is Mission Control Auckland, just providing another update on the current status of the launch. Right now, we are still working on clearing the rogue boat from the range. However, our launch window will remain open until 18:30 today. That is local time here in New Zealand. Now, while our window will remain open until 18:30, there are certain blackouts in the launch window that we have to watch to in case of collisions in space. It basically protects us from conjunctions with other vessels in space, satellites, the International Space Station. So as part of our range safety rules, there are certain blackout periods during the launch, which could prevent us from using that entire window. The team's currently evaluating how closely they can move the boat out of the range in time in order to still meet the end of our window while fitting in between the gaps that we have available for launch. Right now, we're working on following the vessel, sending an airplane out on the range, but at this point, we still are working on establishing what our new T0 time will be. So we'll continue to hold, watch Electron out on the pad, and update you shortly.
BMS flight, mission code.
Go ahead, flight.
Yeah, give us a clock that, countdown clock set for a 420 UTC T0.
Copy, 420 UTC.
As you've probably just heard on our Mission Control Center audio loops, we continue to hold at T-minus 20 minutes. However, the soonest that we're going to be able to target for launch is 17:20 local New Zealand time or 4:20 UTC. While we work to clear the vessels that are out on the range, the nearly hour-long gap that we have until launch is once again due to what is essentially orbital traffic. Prior to launch, a launch collision avoidance analysis is performed, which tells us when it's safe to fly to prevent a collision with tracked objects in space. space can be a very busy place, which sometimes can result in large gaps in launch window availability. We are anticipating the boat will be clear by the time our launch window opens again, and we'll have a little over an hour within the launch. We'll continue to watch weather conditions, which currently are deteriorating as we get towards the end of the window. In the event that we can't launch today, we will have another opportunity tomorrow, and we'll provide you an update with that. So please stand by, and we will provide another update shortly. This is Mission Control Auckland.
T-minus 40 minutes and counting.
This is Mission Control Auckland. Just another quick update. As you've been able to see, the clock has continued to count down, and that is because we are continuing to aim for that 17:20 local, 4:20 UTC launch time. We're still waiting for confirmation that we are clear on the boat issue, and once that is confirmed, we will know if you'll be able to proceed past T-minus 20 minutes. We are also still closely watching weather. Right now, that window target looks like our best opportunity for the remainder of the day, after which point the conditions will deteriorate. So we will be standing by, and here in the next 15 minutes, we'll be able to provide a launch update and see if we're going to be able to fly today. This is Mission Control, standing by.
All stations, this is Flight Mission Cord. T-minus 30 minutes. Mark, T-minus 30 minutes and counting. Boats are en route out of the hazard area. We anticipate the new T0 is 17:20 local, 0420 UTC. T-minus 25 minutes. Mark, T-minus 25 minutes and counting.
This is Mission Control Auckland, as you've just heard on our mission cord loop. We are at T-minus 25 minutes and counting. In approximately 5 minutes, we'll know if we will proceed all the way to T0 or if we will hold at our T-minus 20-minute hold point prior to launch. I am hearing that we are still working one of two ships that are currently out on the range. We believe we will be green at T0, but we are trying to maintain a positive safety margin for launch. So we should have another update here very shortly, so please stand by. This is Mission Control Auckland.
Flight VMS Mission Cord.
Go ahead, VMS.
Do you want any hold points?
Say again.
Do you want any hold points?
I didn't get you. One more time.
Do you want any hold points? As in, do you want to hold that T-minus 18 or 20?
I never want to hold again.
Well, it depends, RCO.
This is Mission Control Auckland. As you can see, the clock is still counting. We are in the process of doing our go, no-go pulls with the launch vehicle team, and then you should hear the full team on mission cord quite shortly. We are still watching weather, which is continuing to deteriorate. As nice as the day looks, conditions at the higher altitudes may not be favorable. Boats are still continuing to be cleared, but are very close to clearing the range. So we will stand by. The clock will continue to count. But if we do need a hold, we'll provide you an update. Mission Control Auckland.
Flight, UHF, and S-band are up for flight.
Flight copies. Flight copies. You are no-go for avionics. VMS, this is flight mission cord.
Go ahead, flight.
Hold the clock at T-minus 12 minutes, please.
Copy that. I'll set it to hold now.
All stations, we're going to go into a hold of T-minus 12 minutes.
This is Mission Control Auckland. As you've just heard, we're going to go into a temporary hold here for a few minutes. You may have heard an avionics issue. It is related to a camera issue, which we are investigating. And while that may not sound critical, we still have to investigate the issue further before we proceed with the launch. Hopefully, we'll be able to clear this quite quickly. We are still monitoring weather, still monitoring the ships. But at this point, we'll come back in a few minutes to see if we'll be able to proceed with the count. This is Mission Control Auckland, standing by. Mission Control Auckland, as you've just noticed, we are holding the clock at T-minus 12 minutes. We should have an update here in the next few minutes on the launch. So please stand by, and we'll update you shortly. This is Mission Control Auckland. As you can see, we are still holding at T-minus 12 minutes. At this point, we are hearing from our meteorology that the weather conditions are beginning to hit the point where they may prevent launch. However, we are looking to confirm that and see if there are any additional windows available. However, at this time, we are watching that very closely, and it could mean we have to end today's attempt and go again tomorrow. At this point, though, we'll continue to stand by. We've got a view of Electron up. It is 17 meters tall, 1.2 meters in diameter. Electron's capable of launching a 150 kilogram payload to a sun-synchronous orbit. If we were to launch due east to a 39 degree inclination, we can carry much more mass than that, over 200 kilograms. Today, as I mentioned, we'll be going to an 83 degree inclination orbit, so closer to the higher performance end of our vehicle's capabilities. Hopefully we get to do that today, but if not, we will come back tomorrow. So continue to stand by, and we'll be back with you soon. This is Mission Control. We are still at T-minus 12 minutes and holding. The team still continues to evaluate the options for today. We still have quite a bit of time left in our window, but as mentioned, weather up at the upper altitudes is not favorable. However, we do have an attempt tomorrow in the event that we do have to end today's attempt. So we still have time. We will continue to monitor and provide you an update shortly. This is Mission Control Auckland, still holding at T-minus 12 minutes. While we wait, provide a little bit more information on the launch vehicle as you see it there on the pad. Starting at the center of the image, right at the bottom, you can see the flame duct just below the Rocket Lab logo that is there on our erector. When the launch vehicle is brought out to the pad, it is rolled out on the rails that come up towards that flame duct, and the erector is in a horizontal position, but it remains out at the pad. The launch vehicle and erector are mated when they reach the launch pad. In terms of the launch vehicle itself, you can see at this point the vehicle has taken on a striped color with sections that are both black and white. In reality, Electron, being a fully carbon composite launch vehicle, is a completely black launch vehicle, as the carbon makes up nearly the entire vehicle. The black that you see at the base is where the power pack is located at the base of the rocket, and then our kerosene tanks, right where the word Electron is in the current view. At the transition to white, what you're actually seeing is frost that's formed on the outside of the liquid oxygen tank on the first stage of the vehicle. The venting that you're seeing is completely expected, as liquid oxygen, as it warms, will turn to a gaseous state and must be vented off the vehicle. You can see venting both on the first stage, that first white section, as well as the second stage up at the top of the vehicle. If we continue to work our way up past the first stage, you begin to see where the Electron logo is up near the top of the TE. That would be our inner stage and our stage two RP kerosene tank. Above that is our liquid oxygen tank for stage two. And then finally on top of the vehicle is the payload fairing and the payload region, where our Maxwell deployers are located with the Planet and Spire Global spacecraft. So we continue to wait here at 12 minutes, waiting for a further update, still looking for a gap in the weather, as right now conditions are still not favorable at the upper levels. So we'll continue to stand by for an update for the team. This is Mission Control Auckland. At this point, the team has been forced to scrub the launch for today following the manual auto-sequence abort that was called due to two rogue vessels in the final 2 minutes of the count. The team was able to prepare the vehicle for another launch attempt. However, the time required to clear both vessels, combined with weather, meant we lost our ideal launch opportunity for the day. Still, a thanks to our teams and local authorities out in the water and in the air who worked to help us clear the vessels in the end. Electron does have another opportunity to launch tomorrow during the same launch window, opening at 14:30 local, 1:30 UTC. This is Mission Control Auckland, signing off for today.